producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have a busy show. We've got Joe Biggs joining us to talk about Barrett Brown, and then we're going to talk to Barrett Brown from inside prison. That's going to happen in the second hour. We're also going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about feminism, political correctness, the video that he did last week. Also, Anthony Gucciardi will be in studio talking to us about the FTC trying to assert its authority now over the Internet. It's not just enough that we have one little empire-building bureaucracy that wants to basically assert control over the Internet. It doesn't matter about net neutrality, basically. They just want to get their authority established over the Internet. That's why this is all happening. There's pushback against that in the Congress. There's also pushback against the ATF, who are trying to ban ammunition as being cop killers. Look, any ammunition can be a cop killer. And there's nothing unique about this particular ammunition and soft body armor that the police wear. There's a lot of ammunition that could be banned under that pretense. What they have done is essentially set up a regime where everything is prohibited unless it's expressly permitted. And, of course, it is unelected perpetual bureaucracies that get to decide what is permitted and what isn't. They write the rules, the laws. It's been abdicated by the Congress to them. It's time for the Congress to take it back. And there are some signs, at least some talk, that Congress wants to do that. We have Rand Paul urging supporters to write to the ATF and say, stop this Obama ammo ban. Because, of course, they are coming after ammunition. They've been doing that since Obama went in. That's one of the big changes under Obama. The gun controllers have realized that if you don't have a gun with ammunition, you've got just a club, and that's what they've been going after. We'll talk about that. But we're also going to talk about now doing something besides begging these out-of-control, empire-building bureaucracies to respect our rights that are guaranteed under the Constitution they supposedly are there to uphold. Of course, they're not elected by us. They're not accountable to us. We have to rely on the Congress to do something about it. We now have some congressmen saying, you know what? We've had so many criminal actions, so many scandals from the ATF. It's time we just shut that agency down. I couldn't agree more. So we're going to talk about that. That's a big story. Another empire-building bureaucracy, the EPA, they're out there trying to shut down wood stoves. And, of course, Rob Dew did a report on that a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, them trying to step up the regulations. But the interesting thing to me is we now have states coming in and saying, you've gone too far. We're not going to allow you to take down wood stoves. And, of course, we've been reporting on this for a long time. One of the first stories that I covered here when I came to InfoWars was a story that I was already working on, and that was in North Carolina. We had the EPA directly hooking people up to diesel tailpipes, literally hooking them up to diesel tailpipes, looking for people, screening for people who had respiratory issues, who had heart issues. Lisa Jackson, who was then the head of the EPA, later taken out by an email scandal. Interestingly enough, we'll talk about Hillary Clinton's email problems. But Lisa Jackson went before Congress and said, we're not talking about making people sick. We're talking about deaths. And she made the amazing statement that more people were dying from fine particulate matter than were from cancer. Nevertheless, they went in and they did human experimentation at 70 times the level the EPA said was a problem, had banned. What was the purpose? We said, well, of course, we don't believe that the fine particulate matter is that dangerous. It was obviously a lie. But what they did was they used that to, they were trying to get people who to get sick so they could extend their regulations. Now, of course, if it really was that dangerous, they should have been tried under the War Crimes Act for human experimentation. We're going to talk about that as well, because we've got a bioweapon, Burkholderia pseudomallei, that got out of the lab in Tulane. And we're going to talk about why they're doing these kind of experiments. Gain of function for deadly bacteria. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, March 9th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have a busy show. We've got Joe Biggs going to be joining us in studio in the next hour, and we're going to talk to Barrett Brown. Who is Barrett Brown? Well, many of you know him very well. He's actually, I think, become the poster child for how the government wants to shut down free speech, to shut down journalists. Of course, this administration has gone after more journalists than all the other previous administrations combined since 1917 with the National Espionage Act that was passed then. They have also stepped up the penalties under the Computer Fraud Abuse Act. That is the act that they go after hackers with. Now, of course, Barrett Brown is not a hacker. Nobody ever accused him of being a hacker. He's a journalist who linked to some WikiLeaks documents. He was a journalist who was a pain in the side of the federal government talking about their cyber exploits, their hacks, They're the ones who do the hacks, as Aaron Schwartz pointed out. They're the ones who create them. They're the ones who fund them. They're the ones who usually carry them out. And, of course, they don't like that being pointed out. He had an interesting article. Basically, when he was going through his trial, where they accused him falsely of threatening an FBI agent, when he was retweeting what a Fox News commentator had said, calling for the assassination of Julian Assange, he retweeted that verbatim. And they took that and said, he's threatening an FBI agent. So they prosecuted him for that. They prosecuted him for the link. They prosecuted him for a lot of other nonsense. And they gagged this proceedings during the trial. So after he was sentenced, he put out a post on the Daily Beast that said, "My post cyberpunk indentured servitude." And, of course, what he means by that is they gave him an $800,000, nearly $1 million fine that he has to pay back to Stratfor. And we'll talk about who Stratfor is if you don't know who Stratfor is. He's going to have to pay that back to Stratfor. He has to do another 5 years. I believe they're extending it by another 63 months. I don't think that includes time served. Joe can correct me on that when he gets in here. And, of course, we can talk to Barrett. He is now currently in prison. I thought he had a great quote. The way he was getting railroaded, the way we're all being railroaded on so many different issues, he said, "We no longer have the rule of law. We have the rule of law enforcement. We have law enforcement that rules. They do whatever they wish, or the president, or the bureaucracy." And we have a lot of news about the bureaucracy that's out of line. We got Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us in the third hour, talking about how the FCC is now trying to build their empire on the back of our freedoms on the internet. We have the FCC that's been coming in and saying, "We're going to control it." Now the FTC is coming in and saying, "We want to get in on the ads. And so we're going to exert control over ads that people run." So there is no limit to what these bureaucracies are going to do if we don't shut them down. But quickly, before we move on to some of the other news, and I really haven't been following this Hillary Clinton story that carefully because, you know, there's been so many criminal actions, so many scandals, and the Republicans never seem to follow through on any of these things. Of course, she should go to jail. She should be prosecuted. Lisa Jackson didn't go to jail for what she did, the former director of the EPA, but she did get thrown out of the EPA. Will this disqualify Hillary Clinton? Of course not. Not in the eyes of most people, and not in the eyes of the people who have given her so much money. There's an interesting story up on Infowars.com today. A representative, Trey Gowdy from South Carolina, says, "Remember that iconic picture of Hillary on her BlackBerry? We don't have any emails from that day. That was the picture that they put up for her book tour, Hard Choices." I guess the hard choices were, which email account should I use for this particular discussion? Do I want to do this in secret, illegally? Should I use my private server, or should I use the legitimate one that I'm supposed to use in the State Department? We have Obama in an interesting interview on NBC News. Let's play that clip. He kind of implies that he never got any email from Hillary Clinton, ever. Here we go. Let's play that clip.
Mr. President, when did you first learn that Hillary Clinton used an email system outside the U.S. government for official business while she was Secretary of State?
At the same time, everybody else learned it through news reports.
Were you disappointed?
Let me just say that Hillary Clinton is and has been an outstanding public servant. She was a great Secretary of State for me. The policy of my administration is to encourage transparency, and that's why my emails, the BlackBerry that I carry around, all those records are available and archived. And I'm glad that Hillary is instructed that those emails that had to do with official business need to be disclosed.
Well, you say that you have the most transparent administration ever. You said it again just a couple of weeks ago.
It's true.
How does this square with that?
Well, the fact that she's going to be putting them forward will allow us to make sure that people have the information they need.
He doesn't have a transparent administration. The only thing transparent about this administration is its criminality and the fact that he is a transparent liar. Now, Rand Paul is urging supporters to stop Obama's latest ammunition ban. And, of course, if you've got a gun without ammunition, you've got a club. And that's what they've been trying to do ever since Obama came into office. If you remember, right away when he came into office, he stopped the recycling of brass from the military into the commercial market. Now, of course, the military makes its own ammunition. It has its own factories. It doesn't buy it on the retail market. So they stopped this, and that in and of itself would have created a massive disruption in ammunition prices and supplies. We had some senators who said, you've got to turn this policy back. What they were going to do was take the brass and instead of sending it to private manufacturers to make into ammunition to sell in the retail market, they were going to spend extra money to crush it into scrap metal and sell it to China. Hey, that sounds like a great idea. Let's spend more money so we can sell it for less. But, of course, that'll keep ammunition out of the hands of Americans. So there was a pushback. Senator said, stop this. I said, all right, we're going to reverse that policy. We found out 2 years later, actually it was 3 years later, we found out that Fort Drum in New York was still doing that. They listed on their recycling program how they were crushing brass and selling it as scrap. So even though they do this and say they're going to comply, the bureaucracy doesn't comply with that. So I think, you know, it's a good thing for us to register the fact that we don't like what the ATF is doing, send them a letter, as Rand Paul said. I think we should all speak up all the time. But you know what? The ATF doesn't really care what you think. None of these bureaucracies care what you think. They create their own laws. They put them up and say, we want a public commenting period. They don't care what you say. Just as the FCC didn't even show the regulation. That's the next level. Making it clear that they are so arrogant about what we want to see. They don't even care what our response is. They've passed it now for over a week. We still haven't seen the legislation that they've created. And I say legislation, it's regulation. It's the same effect. Our Congress has abdicated its lawful authority to pass the laws to these bureaucracies that they've created that perpetuate forever and are totally unaccountable to us. What is the when we send a letter to the ATF and they look at it and they say, well, gee, David doesn't like what I'm going to do in terms of banning ammunition. I guess I should listen to him because he might not vote me in next time. They don't have to stand election. They get appointed. They're there forever. Here's the way you do it. WorldNet Daily has a story from Cheryl Chumley. GOP to shutter scandal-ridden ATF. Shut them down. Cut off their funding. Shut them down. This is Representative Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin has introduced legislation to abolish the ATF and transfer its duties in part to the FBI. The ATF, he says, is scandal-ridden, largely duplicative agency that lacks a clear vision. Its quote-unquote framework is an affront to the Second Amendment. Absolutely. Yet another reason why Congress should pass the ATF Elimination Act. Now, that's what you should be writing on. Don't waste it. I mean, you can send a letter to the ATF, but if you want to really get behind something, send letters to the Republican congressmen. Tell them to pass the ATF Elimination Act. Shut them down. They should have been shut down decades ago. Decades ago, they were a vestige of alcohol prohibition. They need to be shut down. Now, we've also we've got 200 lawmakers who wrote to the ATF saying, you know, don't do this. But that's not the way to go. Don't send them a letter. Don't beg with them. Just shut them down. It's been long enough. Now, if that doesn't fly, she points out that Representative Tom Rooney of Florida has introduced the Protecting Second Amendment Rights in direct response to the ATF's crackdown on AR-15-type ammo, stripping the agency of its ability to regulate ammunition. I think that's a great idea. The problem is that, you know, the Second Amendment is about keeping and bearing arms. That includes guns. That includes ammunition. That includes knives. That includes swords, nunchucks, whatever. Those are arms. Those are personal arms. There should be no infringement of that. It's always going to be a gradual process. We all know that if they are successful in banning one particular bullet, they're going to come back and ban other bullets. It's just a long process. And as the NRA has pointed out, very popular rounds of ammunition are larger and more powerful than the one that they're talking about banning right now. Shut the ATF down. We don't need them. They're corrupt. They ran fast and furious. It's time that we shut the entire thing down. Another agency that has gone off the rails, the EPA, is now talking about making more rules about burning wood and wood stoves. And as I pointed out in the last segment, Rob Dew did a report on this. I've done reports on the basis of what the EPA is trying to do, and that is saying that they have to stop fine particulate matter. Lisa Jackson lied and said more people are dying from fine particulate matter than are from cancer. Not true. Yet meanwhile, the EPA hooks people up to diesel tailpipes so they can shut down your wood stove. And people in Missouri and Michigan, the legislators there, have said they're not going to enforce these EPA bans. Precisely the point. Shut them down at the state level with state nullification. Shut down these agencies in Washington. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In school today, that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Ryland, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, March 9th, 2015. We're going to be joined in the next hour, as I said before, with Barrett Brown is going to be coming on the show, talking to us from prison. We're going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired, who got to know Barrett Brown indirectly through Michael Hastings and others before Michael Hastings died. And he's set up this interview. It's going to be a very interesting interview because now the gag is off of Barrett Brown. He can talk about how, as a journalist, he was railroaded. And we need to understand, as I mentioned last time, we no longer have a rule of law. And we're going to see that in some of the things that happened in his trial and the charges that were brought against him. We no longer have the rule of law, as he said. We have the rule of law enforcement. We have a government that has broken the chains that bound them down, the Constitution. And I think we need to understand the dire situation, the dire threat that we all are facing in terms of freedom of speech. They're coming at it from every angle, trying to treat journalists as criminals, simultaneously shutting down the Internet, simultaneously exerting control over the Internet with both the FCC and now the FTC. The Federal Trade Commission is now trying to get in on the regulation of the Internet because that's going to be a major growth industry for government bureaucrats. They can really grow their little empires by somehow finding something on the Internet to regulate. But, of course, they're going to do it at the expense of our freedoms, our liberties. And so we're going to talk to Anthony Gucciardi in the third hour about that. Paul Joseph Watson is also going to be joining us in the third hour to talk about his recent reports on feminism and racism. Before we go to that, I wanted to continue with this report about the EPA coming after wood stove rules, because that's not new. As I pointed out, Rob Dew did a report about that. I've reported on their efforts to try to build their empire by regulating what they call fine particulate matter, how they've lied to people about it, how they've done human experimentation, that either they're lying about the dangerous levels of fine particulate matter, or they are guilty of experimenting on humans in a way that violates the Nuremberg Code. And they should go to jail. If what they're telling us about fine particulate matter is true, if it is as harmful as they have said it is, then they've exposed people to 70 times the level that they said would kill someone. They should go to jail. You cannot even get people's informed consent for that kind of experimentation, and they did not give them a full explanation, completely inform them of what was going on or the risks, according to the EPA. But I think it's very important because this is part of a broader movement that we see people waking up to the abuses of these federal bureaucracies. People who are waking up to the idea that they've banned pot, that we can't smoke pot, that we can't have pot for medicine. Now they're going after our pot belly stoves, saying you can't even light up a piece of wood. This is the type of total control that we're going into. And, of course, the way they're trying to exercise this control unconstitutionally is by an expansive reading of the Commerce Clause, saying that they get to regulate these types of things. That's usually the basis for it. Understand. And I just had a, there's a today we have a meeting that's going on, a United Nations meeting about drug prohibition. I interviewed a former Cook County prosecutor that's in Chicago, Jim Girock, with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition a week ago. He was going to be going to this and trying to change the direction that the UN is going, change it from a law enforcement approach to treating it as a medical issue, as a spiritual issue, if you will. Okay, it should be treated as a dependency issue, not as law enforcement. That hasn't worked for 40 years. It didn't work with alcohol prohibition. But more importantly, I had an epiphany when I interviewed Jim Girock as I was preparing for this. I realized for the first time the real chronology of the war on drugs and how it began with the United Nations, how they came up with an agenda 10 years before we had the declaration of a war on drugs by Richard Nixon, 9 years after they had created the agenda, complete with Schedule 1, Schedule 2, Schedule 3, Schedule 4 drugs. They worked it out to that detail just like they do with UN Agenda 21. The UN works out these agendas, they create the legislation, they model it, and then they leave it to the sovereign states to enforce because the UN doesn't currently have any way that they can enforce their laws. So they set out an agenda, and they make everybody think, that, oh, this is something that people figured out in America, or they figured out the sustainability approach here in my local community. It's a scripted
agenda that's been fed to them. And so that's what they did to us with the war on drugs, with drug prohibition. That came out from the UN. And, of course, we started to get ideas about this as they were pushing back against the legalization of recreational use in Colorado and Washington, now in Alaska. The UN is furious about that because it's a UN agenda that's being pushed on us. Yet another reason why we should push that back. We need to understand that it took a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol because they don't have the authority to prohibit it, even under the Commerce Clause. That would only be interstate commerce, not within the state.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In the next hour, we're going to be talking with Barrett Brown from prison. We have Joe Biggs is going to be in here with me, and we're going to take a call from Barrett Brown. He is now free after being gagged about talking about the charges against him, about the conduct of the court. He's now going to be free to talk about that. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say. Of course, we've seen one article, at least, from him talking about it. And as he pointed out, and I've mentioned already a couple of times in the show, we no longer, as this is what he said to the judge. He said, we no longer have the rule of law. We have the rule of law enforcement. We should understand what happened in his trial because they are
changing the rules. They're changing it to do whatever they want to. They're taking away all of our legal rights. They're not just spying on us, but they take away our rights in court. And so we're going to talk to him about that, about the essentially the kangaroo trial that they had for him. We were just talking in the last segment about new rules from the EPA that would shut down wood stoves. So this is the way one person in Missouri said, put this. He said, people have been burning wood since the beginning of recorded time. They're trying to regulate it now out of existence, I believe, and they really have no concern about the economic consequences or the hardship that it's going to cause. They really have no concern. They just want to extend their empire. The way they're getting these regulations for fine particulate matter is that they are lying to people about the effects of these experiments that they're doing when they hook them up to diesel tailpipes. They're telling them that you might be sick for a little while, not telling them what the head of the EPA told Congress, that you're not talking about getting sick, we're talking about people dying. So they're not telling them that. They're exposing them to high levels of it. They were not able to stop that from happening in North Carolina. They then went out and did it in California. Now they're back in North Carolina. You know who they're looking for? They're looking for black teenagers with asthma. So they're hooking up black teenagers with asthma to diesel tailpipes, trying to make them sick so they can justify taking away your wood-burning stove. That's how out of control our feral government is. It is now a feral government. It's not even federal. It's feral. It's gone wild. It is no longer. It's a pack of dogs who are out to hunt you down, to take your property, to take your freedom, to take your rights, to put you in jail like they did Barrett Brown. So we're going to talk to him in the second hour. We're going to talk to Anthony Gucciardi in the third hour about how yet another government agency, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is now trying to hop on the internet bandwagon to regulate that. One of the ways that we push this back, there was an interesting story last week about midweek about a sled-in that was held on Capitol Hill. What is a sled-in? Well, they point out in the article, they say, those who don't live in Washington, D.C. may not know it, but America's most famous hill, Capitol Hill, is also fantastic for sledding. However, it's been prohibited by a rule occasionally enforced by the U.S. Capitol Police. So some people were getting hassled by the police for doing it. So what did they do? They organized a massive sled-in in defiance of these ridiculous rules. That's the way we do this. I've seen this before in my own personal life. Back in the late 80s, close to one of the stores that we owned, there was just the next street over was a very steep hill. We had a snowstorm. It's a rare occasion when that happens in the middle of North Carolina. And so everything was shut down. The families were at us, a small cul-de-sac with a sharp hill on it. And the families were there with their kids. They were going down the hill, enjoying it, having a good time. The local police showed up, the Cary police, and they told everybody they'd have to stop or they were going to arrest them. And you know what the people did? They picked up snowballs and started throwing them at the cops, and the cops had to leave. It was in the paper the next day in the Cary News. It was a great example of people saying, just get out of here. You don't have any authority here. You're overstepping this. You're out of line. Just go away. And that's what people did. I'm glad to see 20 years later, 30 years later, this is now happening in Washington, D.C. And you know, it's not just about snow sledding that they said, we've had enough of your laws. We've had enough of your control. They're doing it in Washington, D.C. over pot. It's one of the areas where they passed a decriminalization of recreational pot. Is in Washington, D.C. And, of course, the Republicans, especially because they're the ones who are pushing this the worst, the Republicans came back and said, no, we're going to cut the funding if you stop arresting people for pot. This is absolute nonsense. And as Rand Paul pointed out, the fact that Republicans like Jeb Bush would still want to put people in jail who are using pot, not even for recreational purposes. That wasn't even the issue in Florida. And even though that constitutional amendment didn't pass in Florida because it didn't get 60%, it got 58% of the vote. The vast majority of people do not want to lock people up for doing something nonviolent that is really substantially no different from drinking. A lot less dangerous, quite frankly, than drinking. But there's also, in Florida, the element was people need this for medical purposes. We've got a representative, David Simpson, a great guy here in Texas. Twice he's introduced an amendment to stop the TSA from sexually molesting children especially, but all of us, none of us should be allowed, we shouldn't allow the TSA to sexually molest us. David Simpson put it in to stop them a few years ago. You may remember it passed unanimously in the House as it was getting ready to go to the Senate. The TSA threatened to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. They then got in touch with the Lieutenant Governor, David Dewhurst, who went straight from a career with the CIA, became Lieutenant Governor with spending more money than anybody has ever seen for that race before. Well, they got the CIA agent in, along with their threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone, and they stopped it at the Senate. He reintroduced it in the next legislative session 2 years later. Now he's back with a law that says we're not going to lock people up who are using marijuana for medical purposes. It can be used for a lot of different things. It's one of the most effective medications for people suffering from MS or from glaucoma. It helps people who are suffering from nausea because they're going through uncontrollable nausea because they're going through chemotherapy for cancer or for AIDS. Why are we locking people up like this? Rand Paul said the same thing. Why would Jeb Bush lobby so hard to try to lock people up in Florida who use marijuana for medical purposes when he admits that he did it for recreational purposes as a young brat in a prep school? Of course, he gets away with it because the rich and the powerful are never subject to these laws. One of the things that really concerned me this last week when I saw this, and I saw this, it was about a week ago that the story was updated on USA Today. This is a story that's been going on since last November. And that is about this bioweapon that escaped in Tulane, got out of the level 3 safety lab, the biosafety lab level 3. There's only 4 levels, so it's the next to the highest level. Very tightly controlled. In Tulane, they're doing experiments on a rare bacteria, Burkholderia pseudomallei, and it is something that is not endemic to the United States. But it is part of the experiments that are going on throughout our country with the assistance of the CDC that are called gain of function. Gain of function. What do they mean by that? Well, by that they mean that they're going to modify the bacteria so that it is resistant to antibiotics, so that it is more transmissible, so that it is more dangerous, more deadly. That's the gain of function. Making it more deadly, weaponizing it, if you will. Okay, you understand that's what's happening with this. And, of course, we've had a lot of reports that, you know, there's good documentation that Lyme disease came out of the Plum Island facility. There's a lot of people who have asked questions as to why Tulane was experimenting in Sierra Leone with Ebola just prior to the massive outbreak that is still not under control in that country. It's the one country they haven't got it under control with. And, of course, it was John Rappaport who reported that in August of last year, saying that they were essentially thrown out by the Sierra Leone people, and it was Tulane University, the same people that have now had this leak. I want to put a little bit of perspective into this, a timeline. It was back in October, if you remember, that there was a lot of concern in Congress. They were having hearings. They said there's been a lot of mishandling of very dangerous organisms that have been brought in for this gain of function, to be weaponized, if you will. These are things that the CDC calls select agents. Select agents have the potential to be weaponized, and so they bring them in to make weapons out of them. That's what the CDC is involved in. They're not there to make you safe, okay? Let's understand that right away. Congress held hearings. The Obama administration put a moratorium on it. So here you got Congress and Obama saying, let's put a moratorium on this. That's the way it was reported in much of the press. Actually, that's not what really happened. They said, we want to put a moratorium on any new funding, but we would like to have voluntary cessation, a voluntary halt for the people who are already involved in these, I think, mad science experiments. That didn't happen in Tulane. They continued to experiment. And then in November, they had 2 monkeys that were infected with this bacteria that has a 50% mortality rate in Thailand, where it's endemic. they found two monkeys that were outside of the biosafety lab. How did that happen? That should never have happened. They were outdoors in cages. One of those monkeys got, both of them were pretty sick. One of them got better. The other one they put down. A few months later, the second monkey died. In the meantime, they had found two other monkeys that had been infected also outside. At that point, in January, they bring in some inspectors from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. One of those inspectors comes down with the same bacteria the next day. Now, they come back and they say, well, it took them a very long time to say this. But now the CDC is saying, at first they said, well, you know, she's been a lot of places where she studies this bacteria, so she probably had this before, because it can take anywhere from one day to several years before you exhibit symptoms, which makes it very, very dangerous. It's like Typhoid Mary. She was able to spread typhoid because she was not symptomatic. And so when you have something like this bacteria, and it transmits by getting into the soil and into the water, when it is not generating symptoms for a very long time, it can continue to spread. That's what makes it very difficult to control. Nevertheless, what they said was, we don't think that she got sick here. She probably had picked this up previously. Now, when they looked at the monkeys, they were able to look at the particular strain and say, yes, this is the particular strain of this bacteria. It came from a Thai rice farmer. But they didn't do that with her. Why? To me, that's the dog that doesn't bark. They didn't come in and say, well, we've run this test and it is definitely not the same strain. Nevertheless, even after this happened, even after it was such an incredible breach that they have these monkeys outside of the biolab come down with this, they still put another 170 monkeys outside. This is something that's also been reported from USDA. And then they started to look to see if it had spread, looking in the soil, because that's where the bacteria likes to hang out, in the soil. In one of the cages, half the size of a football field, they did four samples. They should have done, according to research that the USA Today reporter Allison Young pointed out, she pulled up a study which none of the science magazines pointed out. No one else pointed this out but the one researcher who has been following these kinds of mishandling of deadly organisms by the CDC, by these laboratories. She's really been on this from day one. She did the research. She found a study in India that says there's no way that you're going to be able to find it from four samples in an area half the size of a football field. You're going to need to have at least 100 samples. But that's it. That's what they did. Just a few of those. And now we find this last week there's been a fifth monkey that's come down. And as soon as that story came out on Friday, we learned that there were another two monkeys. So we've gone from five monkeys now to seven monkeys in a very short period of time. It looks like we're getting pretty close to the 12-monkey scenario. But the real question is, why are we allowing them to do this kind of experimentation? It is absolutely, absolutely insane to allow the government to do this kind of experimentation to create weaponized forms of bacteria that, if they accidentally get out of the lab, or if they're deliberately taken out of the lab. What was the name of that guy here at the University of Texas that Alex has talked about so many times, working in the biology department, saying, if only we could reduce the human population by 99.9%. What's his name?
Professor Eric Pianca.
Eric Pianca. It was reported by some doctors who were absolutely horrified at that meeting. They reported that. Unfortunately, nobody had a recording of it. But they also reported that most of the people there applauded the fact that what we really needed was a weaponized Ebola. Maybe that's what these people have given us. Maybe that's really what they're working on. Very, very disturbing research. And, of course, having a moratorium on new research like this and just saying that we're going to voluntarily take it down absolutely does nothing to stop this. And it's not just Tulane. When I started researching this, of course, the University of Texas at Galveston, as well as Austin, is also involved in creating, this is the important part. It's all about creating a vaccine. They want to create a vaccine. So then I guess that once this gets outside the lab, then they can force us to take that vaccine. See, it's not the people who don't want to get their kids vaccinated, or who want to follow a different vaccination schedule, who want to spread it out instead of giving all the vaccines at once. See, they're not the problem. We don't need to lose our informed consent. We don't need to go into some kind of a medical tyranny. The problem is the people who are going in and genetically modifying, and that's what they're doing with this, Burkholderia pseudomallei, they're immunizing people with recombinant forms of that. They're genetically modifying this. They don't know what they're doing. These are people who, as Allison Young pointed out, as they were in September when they were talking about all the security breaches, they said, you've got people in spacesuits and they're running around a lab. What are they looking for? They're looking for a little mouse that's on the loose that's been exposed to, I think it was Ebola or anthrax. I mean, this would be funny if it wasn't so serious. And yet these people who are deliberately weaponizing stuff, who can't keep track of the little mouse who gets in, or the you've got another deadly weaponized bacteria that jumps between one ferret to the other by going through the air. That's one of the things that got people very concerned about this, wanting to regulate this. They don't know how Ebola is transmitted exactly because they can't control it. If they knew exactly how it was transmitted, I don't think it would still be on the loose in Sierra Leone. This is an interesting article. And I just, when I looked at this headline, Where's the Pathogen? This was from it's a microbiology publication. And it's basically like, where's Waldo? It's like, can you find within 500 acres and 50 samples, can you find the bacteria? And they said, we think that maybe this hasn't gotten out yet, but the callousness with which they're doing, the cavalier attitude that they're showing to this is really concerning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, March 9th, 2015. The next hour, we're going to be talking to Barrett Brown from prison. Joe Biggs is going to be in here with me. We're going to give him a call, and he's going to tell you about the trial that he went through. But it's very important that we all understand how the government is coming after journalists, coming after our free speech, the freedom of the press, the First Amendment, just like they're coming after the Second Amendment, like they're coming after the Fourth Amendment, pretty much destroyed all of these. We have to push back against this, but we have to understand what's going on before we can. So be sure to tune in next hour. That's going to be Barrett Brown is going to be joining us. Also, Anthony Gucciardi will be joining us in the third hour, talking about how the FTC is trying to join the FCC in trying to get control of the Internet. Got to shut that thing down, as well as the journalists. Now, before we go back to news, I've got some tech news I want to cover here, besides the gain-of-function biology news that we just had in the last segment. This is some electronic tech news. Before I go back to that, though, just want to let you know that we've got Super Female Vitality right now. Looks like it's going to sell out. We had Super Male completely sold out after our 30% sale. We right now, for the next 5 minutes only, we have 30% off at the InfoWarsStore.com on Super Female. That's right, just for 5 minutes, we've got 30% off. We're going to take that down after those 5 minutes, and it could be about 8 to 12 weeks before we get another shipment of Super Female. So Super Male is completely sold out. We still have Super Female, and of course, there's nothing in there that you can't take if you're a male, and a lot of the nutrients that are in there are the same for either Super Male or Super Female. Again, that's 30% off right now at theinfowarsstore.com just for the next 5 minutes. Super Male is sold out, and Super Female will probably sell out today, and the special will be over in just 5 minutes. Now, there was some amazing news on the Drudge Report. I saw a story linked to the Daily Mail about how the British government wants to get everybody to put a CCTV camera in every home, a closed-circuit television camera in every home. What's the justification for that? Well, Scotland Yard says that will help them to track burglars. How do we arrest the burglars from the government who are breaking into our homes and stealing our privacy and our rights? How do we stop those burglars? Those are the ones that are far more dangerous than the ones that take your television set. Your television cassette can easily be replaced. Your rights and your freedoms cannot. How do we stop the government burglars who are coming into our homes? They say, no, Britain needs more cameras in order to help fight crime. And he called on, this is the head of Scotland Yard, Sir Bernard Hogenhow, said that families and businesses need to install cameras at eye level so they can exploit advances in facial recognition technology. There you go. And a guy from an organization called Big Brother Watch said, private closed-circuit television is completely unregulated, recommending greater use of CCTV to gather more images of people's faces, often innocent people's faces, undermines the security of each and every one of us. And, of course, the way they do this in America to get around search warrants is they go to the web company that you deal with or your ISP provider or your cell phone provider, and they say, well, you know, these people are giving you their data voluntarily, so that's your data. It doesn't, you know, all this information about this person's private emails and who they called when and what they talked about, that's not their data. That's now your data, so you can turn that over to us. That's what they're doing by putting it in people's homes. And when they talk about Big Brother Watch, that's the name of the organization. But guess what? Apple is unveiling today a Big Brother Watch. That's what the watch is going to do. It's going to watch you and report to the government if it does what Apple's products in the past have done. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.